Good morning, the English Truffle Company. James speaking.
Hey, James, how are you doing? It's Kev. I've buried some Easter eggs in my garden.
Yeah.
Got the grandkids coming round for an Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
And I've forgotten where I buried them.
Okay.
Four cream eggs, an after eight egg, a Kit Kat egg, 6 dozen mini eggs, and 3 Kinder Surprises. Now, I drew a map of the garden, but the dog ate it, and now I don't know where they are, so I wondered if you could help at all.
Where are you?
I'm in my house at the moment.
No, where in the country are you?
Right. I mean, Macclesfield, mate.
Pass. My dogs are trained to find truffles, not chocolate.
Oh, I just wondered if I could maybe get a little whiff of the chocolate for the dog and then maybe that'd be enough in the scent, you know?
It takes quite a long time to train a dog to find truffles, so there's no instant fix, I'm afraid. Then I come all the way up to your garden and send the dogs around your garden trying to find the chocolate.
Well, we're not too far from the train station. Would you manage to do that?
It's going to take me, you know, a day or so.
Come up for the weekend. You're more than welcome to stay.
It's very generous of you, but, you know, that's going to take a day or two out of my schedule, which is, you know, I charge myself out at hundreds of pounds a day, so it's...
Oh, blimey. See, the next door neighbour's got a rotavator and he said he'd come in, but I don't particularly want to dig up my entire garden just for some eggs, you know?
I would suggest what's happened has happened. Get yourself some new little eggs, put them out and make sure the dog doesn't eat the map.
Oh, the dog chewed them up. It's a bit like, you know, the kid that goes to school and his homework's been chewed up.
They do, yeah. I remember as a kid, the dog ate my dinner money one time when it was paper money, so yeah.
I mean, if you manage to help find them, you're willing to have the pick of the eggs, you can have the Kit Kat Chunky. That was the most difficult and expensive one.
Honestly, it would, to get me to train the dog to find chocolate and not eat it, which I wouldn't want to put them into the situation.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that, mate, no.
And come up and all that. It's days of my time and I'm a business, so I'm really sorry, but I don't think we can be of help.
Do you want to charge me for the advice you've given me over the phone, because you are a business?
Goodness, no.
Oh, you're very kind, and happy Easter when it comes. And what's your name, by the way?
James.
Well, I got to let you in a secret, mate. It's Robin Galloway at the Heart Breakfast Show. You've just been 8-10 phone tapped.
I thought this was talking complete and utter bunkum.
Bunkum, great word.
I thought I ought to moderate my language. I've been had well and truly. I was thinking this man's mad. Mad or taking the mickey.
Well, you never know, maybe a bit of both.
Hook, line and sinker. Very good. Well done.
Happy Easter when it comes.
Cheers. Goodbye.